Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today is the first of two shows that we are dedicating to the career and wonderful talents of Leonard Bernstein.
Bernstein was born on August 25th, 1918, and died on October 14th, 1990. Many groups are celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth the last 2 weeks of August, and we include ourselves in those groups. And since Bernstein wrote many wonderful Broadway musicals, we're going to be spotlighting songs from those shows on tonight's program. And next week, we're going to be spotlighting two works which had very strange critical analyses. We're going to start with a musical that was Bernstein's first on Broadway. It was put together very quickly in 1944, and it's been back on Broadway three times since. On the Town was on Broadway again in 1971, 1998, and 2014. And the 2014 original cast on PS Classics CDs is a wonderful thing because it includes all the marvelous dance music. But we're going back to the original 1944 cast for our first two selections. Nancy Walker and Chris Alexander are going to sing Come Up to My Place, which is sometimes called the Taxi Number.
My father told me, Chip, my boy, there'll come a time when you'll leave home. If you should ever hit New York, be sure to see the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome!
The Hippodrome.
Did I hear right? Did you say the Hippodrome?
Yes, you heard right. Yes, I said the Hip. Hey, what did you stop for?
It ain't there anymore. Aida sang an A and blew the place away.
Oh, I wanted to see the Hippodrome.
Well, give me a chance, kid. I haven't got 5,000 seats, but the one I have is a honey. Come on up to my place.
Oh, no, lady. I'd rather see the Forest Theater. When I was home, I saw the plays, the Ladies' Drama Circle Show. Now I am here, I want to get some tickets for Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road!
Tobacco Road!
Did I dig that? Did you say Tobacco Road?
Yes, you dug that. Yes, I said Tobacco. Hey, what for did you stop?
That show has closed up shop. The actors wash their feet and called it Angel Street.
I wanted to see Tobacco Road.
Well, stick with me, kid, and I'll show you the road to ruin. Come on up to my place.
No, could we go to Battery Park? Back home, I dreamt of catching fish so big I couldn't carry them. They told me that they have my size right here in the aquarium.
Aquarium!
Aquarium.
Hold the phone, Joe. Did you say aquarium?
I'm still ringing. Yes, I said aquarium. Did you stop for what, hey?
The fish have flown away. They're in the Bronx instead. They might as well be dead. Come on up to my place.
No, let's go to Chambers Street. They told me I could see New York and all its spreading strength and power from the city's highest spot on top, the famous Woolworth Tower.
The Woolworth Tower!
The Woolworth Tower!
Beat me, Daddy! Did you say the Woolworth Tower?
I won't beat you, but I said the Wool... Did you stop for, hey, what?
That ain't the highest spot. You're just a little late. We've got the Empire State. Let's go to my place.
Let's go to Cleopatra's Needle.
Let's go to my place.
Let's see Wanamaker's Store.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Lindy's, go to Luke Chow's.
Go to my place.
Let's see Radio City and Herald Square.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Rubens.
Go to my place.
Go to Macy's.
Go to my place.
Roxy.
Go to my place.
Cloisters, Gimbel's, Flatiron Building.
My place.
Hit the
My place.
From the original 1944 cast, you heard Nancy Walker and Chris Alexander with Come Up to My Place.
We're staying with On the Town and Nancy Walker for her other big number. This was her show-stopping I Can Cook Too.
Oh, I can cook too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yes, I can cook too, my fish can't be beat. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what more, baby, I can cook. Some girls make magazine covers. Some girls keep house on a dime. Some girls make wonderful lovers, but what a lucky find I'm. I'd make a magazine cover, I do keep house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover, I should be paid overtime. Cause I can bake too, on top of the lot. My oven's the hottest you'll find. Yes, I can roast too, my chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note on a table d'hote, but just try me a la carte. With a single course you could choke a horse, baby. You won't know where to start. Oh, I'm an hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook. Some girls make wonderful drivers. Some girls can hit a high C. Some girls make good taxi drivers. But what a genius is me. I'd make a wonderful driver. I even hit a high C. I make the best taxi driver. I rate a big Navy E. Cause I can fry too, on top of a heap. My Crisco's as deep as a pool. Yes, I can broil too, my ribs win applause. My lamb chops will cause you to drool. For a candied sweet or a pickled beet, step up to my smorgasbord. Walk around until you get your fill. Baby, you won't ever be bored. Oh, I'm a pate, a marron glacé, a dish you will wish you had took.
Of course, in the film, most people remember Betty Garrett in this role. But unfortunately, in the film, and if that's all you know, you don't know the score to this because so much of the music is missing and was replaced by other things. It's really quite sad. But that was Nancy Walker, unmistakably, with I Can Cook Too.
We're going now to that 2014 revival of On the Town for one of the sad numbers in the show. With only 24 hours in the Big Apple, the sailors have to return to the ship. And we have a song called Some Other Time. It's sung here by members of the 2014 cast, Elizabeth Stanley, Alicia Umfress, Clyde Alves, and J. Armstrong Johnson.
Day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't enough. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting,
be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
You heard Elizabeth Stanley, Alicia Umfress, Clyde Alves, and J. Armstrong Johnson do Some Other Time from On the Town, which had lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
One of Leonard Bernstein's shows that has been eclipsed and mostly forgotten was his version of Peter Pan, which hit Broadway in 1950. Two of its main problems were its stars. Gene Arthur as Peter Pan could not sing, and, well, Boris Karloff, you'll hear that in a little bit. We do have some of the music, and Bernstein did his own lyrics, which was not always a good thing. But, of course, when Mary Martin became Peter Pan, that was it, and then the Disney Peter Pan eclipsed just about everything. We'll start one of the songs not from the original cast recording, but one that we love very much. It's performed by Roberta Alexander, who is actually singing with herself, and she's joined by Tan Crone on the piano. This is a song for the Mermaids, and this is Bernstein's version of Never Neverland.
It has been a lovely day of sun and sand in Neverland. 18 hours of lovely lazy sleight of hand. Exist. No one is a pessimist. Everyone's exactly what he wants to be.
sun, childish hearts rejoicing in their fantasy.
Leonard Bernstein's version of Never Never Land from Peter Pan, and that was Roberta Alexander with Tan Crone on the piano.
In 1950, when Peter Pan appeared on Broadway, Marcia Henderson made her Broadway debut as Wendy, and we have one of her songs. It's called Build My House.
Build my house of wood. Build my house of stone. Build my house of love, and paint my house with trusting, and warm it with the warmth of your heart. Make the floor of faith, make the walls of truth, put a roof of peace above.
From the 1950 original cast of Peter Pan, Marcia Henderson sang Build My House.
Now, Peter Pan, the Leonard Bernstein version, was not unpopular. It ran for 321 performances, but as we said, it's just been totally eclipsed by everything that came afterwards. Now we get to Captain Hook. Very short song. Here is Boris Karloff with the male chorus to sing the Plank Song.
There was a man and his name was Frank. Hey ho for the old man Frank. But he had bad habits, cursed and drank. We had to make him walk the plank, 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 plank.
As Captain Hook, that was Boris Karloff, and he was joined by the pirate crew for the Plank Song from Leonard Bernstein's Peter Pan.
Once upon a time, there was a hit play called My Sister Eileen, and in 1953, it was made into a musical called Wonderful Town. Bernstein's music had lyrics, once again by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. The show tells the story of the Sherwood sisters, Ruth and Eileen, who come to New York seeking fame and fortune. But Ruth has had a troubled past, and Rosalind Russell, who won a Tony Award, is going to sing The Story of Ruth Sherwood. It's called 100 Easy Ways to Lose a Man.
the first way to lose a man. You've met a charming fellow and you're out for a spin. The motor fails and he just wears a helpless grin. Don't bat your eyes and say, what a romantic spot we're in. Just leap out, crawl under the car, say it's the gasket, and fix it in 2 seconds flat with a bobby pin. That's a good way to lose a man. He takes you to a baseball game, you sit knee to knee. He says, the next man up at bat will bunt, you'll see. Don't say, oh, what's a bunt? This game's too hard for little me. Just say, bunt, are you nuts? With one out, two men on base, and the left-handed batter coming up, he'll walk right into a triple play, the same as the fifth game in the World Series in 1923. That's a sure way to lose a man. A sure, 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 sure way to lose a man. A splendid way to lose a man. Just throw your knowledge in his face. He'll never try for second base. 98 ways to go. The third way to lose a man. The lifeguard at the beach that all the girlies adore swims bravely out to save you through the ocean's roar. Don't say, oh, thanks, I would have drowned in just 1 second more. Just push his head under and yell, last one in is a rotten egg, and race him back to shore. That's a swell way to lose a man. You found your perfect mate, and it's been love from the start. He whispers, you're the one to who I give my heart. Don't say I love you too, my dear. Let's never, never part. Just say, I'm afraid you've made a grammatical error. It isn't to who I give my heart, it's to whom I give my heart. You see, with the use of the preposition to, who becomes the indirect object, missing the use of whom, imperative, as I can show you easily by drawing a very simple chart. That's a fine way to lose a man. A fine, 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 fine way to lose a man. A dandy way to lose a man. Just be more well-informed than he. You'll never hear, oh, promise me. Just show him where his grammar errs. Then mark your towels, hers and hers. Yes, girls, you too can lose your man if you will use Ruth Sherwood's plan. 100 easy ways to lose a man.
From the 1953 original Broadway cast recording of Wonderful Town, Rosalind Russell sang 100 easy ways.
Her sister, on the other hand, has everything kind of going the way she wants it, because Eileen is absolutely gorgeous and everybody falls in love with her, including the entire precinct of Irish policemen. And they sing about it, except she's not Irish, but they don't care because she's an honorary Irish woman. Here is Edith Adams from the original cast, and you might remember her as Daisy May and as Mrs. Ernie Kovacs. And they'll be singing with the male chorus, Eileen.
Take it from me, in Dublin's fair city, there's none half so pretty as pretty Eileen. Take it from me, the mayor of Shannon would shoot off a cannon and crown me the queen.
Darling Eileen, darling Eileen, fairest Colleen that ever I've seen.
And it's
I wish I were back
in the land of the green with my darling.
I've seen them all. There's Bridget and Sheila.
There's Kate and Alila and Mal and Maureen.
I've seen them all. Not one can compete with
or share the same street with my darling Eileen.
Darling Eileen, darling Eileen, fairest Colleen that ever I've seen. And it's all I'm back in the land of the green with my darling Eileen.
nothing to tell ye. I hope would impel ye to cry unto King. Mother's a Swede, and father's a Scot, and so Irish I'm not, and I never have been.
Hush, you Eileen, hush, you Eileen, there is Colleen that ever I've seen. Don't you hand us none of that glory. You come from Killarney, your Irish Eileen.
From the original cast of Wonderful Town, that was Edith Adams with the male chorus and Eileen. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Broadway Songs by Leonard Bernstein on The Dress Circle.
Our beloved engineer, Wynne Howard, has a favorite song in Wonderful Town, and I think she would stab us if we did not include it. But we're not going to include the recording that she likes the best. We're going to the 2003 revival of Wonderful Town, which actually played longer than the original 1953 production, and we're going to have Donna Murphy and the male chorus sing Conga, in which a reporter is trying to interview some cadets who would rather dance.
Well, if I show you the conga, then will you answer my questions?
Si.
All right, fair enough. It's very simple. Goes like this. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. That's it. That's the conga, boys. All right, now just a few questions for you. What do you think of the USA? NRA? TBA? What do you think of our Mother's Day? What do you think of the policies we've established? Yeah, that's the conga, all right. Very impressive, boys, very impressive. What do you think of our native squaws? Charles G. Dawes, Warden Laws. What's your opinion of Santa Claus? What do you think of the consequences of somebody?
La, 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 la.
Come on, guys.
La,
I need a little concentration here, fellas. Good neighbors, good neighbors, remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me. Think you had a little too much coffee this morning, fellas. Look, I'm just trying to do my job here. Oh, goodness. Look, no speaky Portuguese. But ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. All right, stay. Stay, boys. Stay. What's your opinion of Harold Teen? Mitzi Green? Dizzy Dean? Who do you love on the silver screen? What do you think of the chemistry that drove? Think of our rhythm bands, monkey glands, hot dog stands. What do you think of Strakowski's hands? What do you think of a
conga?
La 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 la.
What's that? Good neighbors, remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me.
Conga.
What's your opinion of women's clothes? Major Bows, Steinbeck Bros. How do you feel about Broadway Rose? What do you think of the
conga?
What do you think of our rocks and rills? Mother Sills, seasick pills. How do you feel about Helen Wills? What do you think of the
conga?
Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help.
La 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 conga.
No, no conga.
Conga.
No, no
conga.
think of our double malts, family vaults, Epsom salts. Wouldn't you guys like to learn the waltz? Now you just want to come out!
From the 2003 revival of Wonderful Town, Donna Murphy and the male chorus sang Conga.
Well, let's go back to the lyricists and book writers, and they worked with Bernstein on two of his shows, and that, of course, was Betty Comden and Adolph Green. And they were in the first version of Wonderful Town as they were in the Off-Broadway review that they wrote with Leonard Bernstein, which started their whole kind of stage career together. Here they are to do a very interesting version of The Wrong Note Rag.
Oh, there's a new sensation that is going around, going around, going around, going around. A simple little ditty that is sweeping the town, sweeping the town, sweeping the town. They call it the wrong note rag. It's got a little twist that simply drives you insane, drives you insane, drives you insane, drives you insane, because you find you never get it out of your brain, out of your brain, out of your brain. They call it the wrong note rag. Bunny hop, no, turkey trot, no, give me the wrong note rag. Please play that lovely wrong note, because that wrong note just makes me do 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 do. Wow wow! That note is such a strong note. It makes me rig rig tick rig rig tick wacky wig wacky wig 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 wacky. Don't play that right polite note, because that right note just makes me blah 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 blah. No no, give me that new and blue note. And sister, watch my dust, watch my smoke, doing the wrong note rag. Oh, there's a new sensation that is going around, going around, going around, going around. A simple little ditty that is sweeping the town, sweeping the town, sweeping the town. They call it the wrong note rag. It's got a little twist that simply drives you insane, drives you insane, drives you insane, drives you insane, because your mind, you never get it out of your brain, out of your brain, out of your brain.
Our lyricists and book writers from Wonderful Town, Betty Comden and Adolph Green, sang The Wrong Note Rag.
If you've ever seen a production of West Side Story or On the Town, you know what marvelous dance music Leonard Bernstein wrote. And there are several dances in Wonderful Town, including our next selection. It's called The Ballet at the Village Vortex, and is played for us by an orchestra conducted by Rob Fisher.
Thank you.
Rob Fisher conducted the orchestra of the 2003 revival of Wonderful Town for Ballet at the Village Vortex. We hope you're listening to this program as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
There are musicals that people, for some reason, dislike, and we don't understand because we love them, and our next musical is one of those. It's Candide. Candide has gotten a bum rap. People have said it's too episodic. Well, if they ever read the Voltaire, it's all episodic. It's just one bit of story after another as Candide and Cunegonde go through their very strange and optimistic lives. We're going to go back to the original cast, and no, we're not playing the overture, and no, we're not playing Glitter and Be Gay, because you know those. But we're playing other songs that we think need to see the light of day, so to speak. The first one is sung by Ira Patina. She is playing the old woman, also known as the woman with one buttock. She's joined by the chorus for I Am Easily Assimilated.
I am so easily assimilated. I never learned a human language. My father spoke a high middle Polish. In 1/2 hour I'm talking in Spanish. Por favor, toreador, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. It's easy, it's ever so easy. I'm Spanish, I'm suddenly Spanish. And you must be Spanish too, do like the natives do. These days you have to be in the majority.
Tus labios rosas que se abren a mí conquistan mi corazón y solo con una canción.
From the original cast of Candide, that was Ira Patina in the chorus with I Am Easily Assimilated.
There have been several different books for Candide, and as far as I'm concerned, none of them make sense of the story, but that's okay, because we have the marvelous score by Leonard Bernstein, which includes a good many songs that are not known. The finale, Make Our Garden Grow, of course, is one of the greatest theater pieces ever written. But we've selected another lesser-known song for our second song from Candide, and we're using the original 1956 Broadway cast. The song is called Quiet, with an exclamation point at the end, and it's sung by Barbara Cook, Ira Pitina, William Olvis, and Robert Rue.
Hot, isn't it?
No.
It was cold yesterday, wasn't it?
No.
It'll rain tonight, won't it?
Wherever you are, it's raining all the time.
Ay, 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 ay.
What's the matter, lady?
I am homesick.
For where?
For everywhere but here. I've tried so hard to remember. Do I move toward you or away from you?
Away from me, if possible.
No doubt you think I'm giving in to petulance and malice. But in candor I am forced to say that I'm sick of gracious living in this stuffy little palace. And I wish that I could leave today. I have suffered a lot, and I'm certainly not unaware that this life has its black side. I have starved in the ditch, I've been burned for a witch, and I'm missing the half of my backside. I've been beaten and whipped and repeatedly stripped. I've been forced into all kinds of whoredom, but I'm finding of late that the very worst fate is to perish of comfort and boredom.
Quiet.
It was 3 years ago, as you very well know, that you said we would soon have a wedding. Every day you forget what you promised, and yet you continue to rumple my bedding. I'll no longer bring shame on my family name. I would rather lie down and be buried. No, I'll not lead the life of an unwedded wife. Tell me, when are we going to be married?
Quiet.
I was once what is more nearly sawed in four by a specially clumsy magician. And you think I would feel after such an ordeal that there's charm in my present position. But I'd far rather be in a tempest at sea or a bloody North African riot than to sit in this dump on what's left of my rock and put up with this terrible
quiet.
Of course, we're including two songs from West Side Story. Here from the original cast is Larry Kurt with Something's Coming.
Could be, who knows, there's
something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy. Meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight.
We had a song for Romeo and now one for Juliet. Here is Carol Lawrence as Maria, and she's assisted by Marilyn Cooper, Carmen Gutierrez, and Elizabeth Taylor for I Feel Pretty.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I know I am pretty, wonderful boy.
Have you met my good friend Maria, the craziest girl on the block? You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love, she thinks she's insane. She isn't in love, she's merely insane.
It must be the heat, or some rare disease, or too much to eat, or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Pacino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined, well bred and mature, and out of her mind.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine. And so pretty, Miss America can just preside.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which? What? Where? Home,
such a pretty face, home, such a pretty dress, home, such a pretty
I feel stunning
and entrancing.
And entrancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like and dancing and dancing for good love. I am pretty wonderful.
Carol Lawrence led the company in I Feel Pretty. It's very difficult selecting songs for a Leonard Bernstein program because, as far as we are concerned, almost all of his songs are absolutely wonderful. And next week, we're going to be looking at his seventh Broadway score, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a show which closed within a week. And if I had to pick one song as my Desert Island Leonard Bernstein song, I think it might be our next one.
That song comes from Peter Pan once again, because we thought this was the score that people knew the least. Here is Judy Kaye from the CD entitled Arias and Barcarolles Songs and Duets with the glorious Dream With Me.
Close your lovely eyes.
That was Judy Kay singing Dream With Me from Leonard Bernstein's Peter Pan. And that's it for today. And we hope you'll join us next week as we continue our celebration of the centennial year of the birth of Leonard Bernstein with pieces from Mass and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Until then, this is Michael Panacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.